The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. Weekdays 9 to noon. Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News. Right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA. It's 6:12. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Anyone who has ever tried to get a child out of bed to get them out the door to school in the morning probably is going to hear this and go, hey, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Yes, there is a move afoot to make 8 a.m. the minimum school start time, and Dr. Tara Zaporin. Did I say that right, Doc?
You said it absolutely right.
Snyder. So, Doctor, good morning. And this is a big week for this movement, right?
It's a very big week. In fact, it's a very big week across the country because it is National Sleep Awareness Week, and I bet you didn't know that. But it is National Sleep Awareness Week, and so in honor of that week, we're going to bring our petition to Washington, D.C., and start presenting it. We have a lot of presenting to do to some of the legislators, and we'll be bringing it to members of the White House administration, too.
All right, so tell us what the advantage would be to start school no earlier than 8 o'clock in the morning.
There's a huge number of advantages, particularly to high school students and adolescents in general, so some middle school students, too. We didn't know this when we started moving our clocks back and starting school so early, but we now know that the sleep cycles in kids when they reach about age 12 shift, so that basically they're at their peak sleepiness at 7 a.m. And this has to do with physiologic changes. So by moving school a little bit later, we're going to be running class and instruction at times when the kids are actually awake, which is an amazing thing.
What a concept.
And there are huge numbers of advantages. They have to do primarily with health and safety, but there are obviously learning advantages, too, if you're not asleep.
So you're heading to Washington on Wednesday. Are you thinking you'll get some traction on this?
I have no idea. This is an issue that has been in the wind, especially in the health community, for over a decade. We've known this since the 1990s. There have been many movements in local school systems to change the start times, and almost all of them have failed for political reasons, which I don't have time to explain in 2 minutes. But the bottom line is, sleep is an emotional issue for people. We have an ethic in this country stemming from Benjamin Franklin, and you guys probably sympathize, given the time you're doing this radio show.
Right. Yeah, we can relate.
Unfortunately, you know, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise does not pertain to teenagers.
Now, on your list of things that would be improved by this, I'm fascinated by several of them. I mean, decreased weight gain and diabetes risk, fewer accidents involving drowsy teenagers behind the wheel, safety by eliminating walks in the dark, and these kind of things. But then you say improved lifetime earning potential?
That is the most amazing finding. That was a conclusion of some scientists at the Brookings Institution that came out in a report this September, where they actually found that if we want to quote aphorisms, penny wise, pound foolish might be the way to go. Because these kids are not learning what they should be learning. And they're also, the health costs of missing school, these kids are coming late to school, they're getting notes for being absent because they can't get up. They're dropping out of school. These add up to actual losses in earning potential, at least according to these guys, and there's a pretty impressive group who came up with this conclusion. In other words, it might seem in the short run that this is a way to save money on bus runs by starting school so early, but in the long run, we're costing our society in a huge number of ways, and we're costing the kids.
And it should be pointed out, you're a medical writer and the petition creator from Maryland and a mom of three. So who's opposing this?
Believe it or not, sometimes the kids are the biggest opponents, and it really is hard to believe. But you know one of the reasons the teenagers like this schedule? Because when you start school at 7, you get out around 2 p.m. That's a lot of time in the afternoon for 15-year-olds to run around with no adults. And that actually is one of the problems with this schedule, as well as the early start. It's all that time in the afternoon. Now, some kids do a lot of activities, and they don't want to give those up. And they don't understand that entire communities revolve around school schedules, not vice versa. Towns that start a little later than 7, and many do, by the way, and they did until about 30 years ago. Believe it or not, they still have sports. The kids have jobs. They have extracurricular activities. They have time for homework, and when you get enough sleep, you don't need as much time to do these things because you're efficient. And it does work, and there's been many studies where they've moved the school start times a little farther back, and lo and behold, life goes on.
Interesting.
Things readjust, and the kids actually get more sleep per night. They don't go to bed later, as you might expect. They're already going to bed at 1 a.m., a lot of these, especially the really ambitious kids with a lot of heavy course loads. And getting by on 4 to 6 hours of sleep a night, when you need 9, by the way, at this age, they generally need 9 hours of sleep. It doesn't work.
Well, we'll be interested to see what happens Wednesday when you head to Washington and present to Congress and White House officials. We'll follow up with you, Doc. Thanks.
I appreciate the talk. It's great to get the word out because this is such an important cause. If people want to sign the petition, they should go to startschoollater.net, N-E-T. And that's our website, and just click the Take Action button. You can still sign for the next couple days.
Dr. Tara Zaporin-Snyder, good luck.
Thank you.
618 at KDK, and we'll let you know what happens. We're going to check on traffic and the AccuWeather forecast next. Again, it is 618. Just imagine if you did this, it would be 718.